This week we will begin our beautiful and glorious annual devotion of the 40 hours. For just 3 days at the end of this week, or 2.5 days, the Blessed Sacrament will be placed on the altar in the monstrance, and Mass will be celebrated in front of it. With the exception of Holy Week, this is the holiest time of the year, and the time that is most filled with graces. During these 3 days, we should keep our Lord company. Human beings keep people company for various reasons. Sometimes it's because we expect punishment from someone for having done something wrong, and we want to get on their good side. Like when you break a piece of equipment at work, and the boss hasn't found out about it yet. Usually it's a good time to go into his office and ask him if you can get him a cappuccino. We also visit people to console them for some sorrow, or to thank them out of gratitude, or when we want to get something out of them. And all of these reasons apply to our friendship with our Lord. So let's look at each of those in turn. First of all, we should keep our Lord company because we expect to be judged by Him someday. This life is a time of mercy, but it won't last forever. One day we'll be judged by our Lord, and we'll have to answer for everything we ever did in our life. And this is a scary thought, or it should be. Someone who is not frightened by that thought probably should be the most frightened of all. But in this life, we can repair the evil that we have done. We can pray to our Lord for forgiveness, and we can ask Him to hinder the evil effects of our sins, such as the bad example we may have given to others, or the harm that our sins have caused. And He will be merciful to us if we ask Him. He loves to forgive us if we're sorry, but we have to ask. And what better time to ask than when He is on a throne of mercy in the monstrance? We should also keep Him company to console Him for the sins and the ingratitude of men that grieve His sacred heart, particularly our own sins. When someone we love has suffered a terrible tragedy, such as a death in the family, what do? We go and we stay with them. Well, our Lord is constantly grieved by the sins of man, and so we should try to console Him. Usually we only think about this on Good Friday, but it's true all the time. And especially we should console Him for the sins of Catholics, particularly of our own. We don't think about this very often, but our sins cause our Lord far more grief than the sins of people who don't have the faith, because we know better. We know very well what our sins do to our Lord, and yet we commit them anyway. And so our sins have far more malice behind them than someone who is ignorant. And so we should come and talk to our Lord about that during these 3 days, and ask and tell Him that we're sorry for what we've committed against Him, and ask for His help to avoid them in the future. He will not be angry with us if we raise that subject with Him. He is patient and kind, especially towards His chosen ones in the Catholic faith. He knows our weakness, and He will make good what is lacking in our strength. He will heal us of our sins, just as He healed the man in the Gospel today, the Gospel of the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, and so many other people in so many other Gospels that are read during the year. In these days of grace, we should also visit our Lord to thank Him for the favors He has given us. He has redeemed us, and He has given us the Catholic faith when so few people have it today. We have a place to go to Mass, too, which even fewer people have. We have our natural gifts as well, our family and friends and health, and our good fortune. All of this is a gift from God, and we should come and thank Him for it. But most of all, we should thank Him for having this church to come to, in which we can see Him at all. For many years after the Second Vatican Council, very many people did not have a church to go to. They had the Mass in hotel rooms and banquet halls and rented rooms, and they would very often have to drive vast distances to get there at all. Even Mass every Sunday was a luxury in those days. And 40 hours, forget about it. Many of you remember those days, I'm sure. But we don't have to endure those things anymore. Now we have this beautiful church with beautiful ceremonies going on practically all the time, all year round. And yet many of us don't appreciate it or take advantage of it. It's like the more generous God is with us, the less we do for Him. It's human nature. So we should take advantage of the opportunities of grace that God has given us and show our gratitude to Him by attending some of these beautiful ceremonies this week. We can even come out of selfish motives to try to get something out of Him. When a person wins the lottery, they usually find out that they have a vast number of friends that they never knew they had. They might say, "Wow, I have a third cousin in Arkansas that I didn't know I had. And he's been my best friend for my whole life, and I never knew about it until I got that ticket." But most of these people really don't care for them. They just want something for themselves. They want to borrow money, or they want to be treated to expensive parties, or things like that. And so they pretend to be the person's friend, and in reality, they're not. This kind of behavior is selfish and wrong for people. But we can be selfish with our Lord. He doesn't mind if we come and pray to Him just to ask Him for a favor. He loves us so much that He loves to hear anything from us, even if we're only coming to talk about ourselves. He is like a mother whose child is away from home, going to college, and the child only calls up his mother when he wants money. The mother still loves to get that phone call from her child, even if she knows what's really going on, because of her love for her child. She is happy with any opportunity to speak to Him. And our Lord is like that. We come and ask Him for all kinds of things, many of which He sees are not good for us anyway. But He still loves us to do that because He loves to hear from us. And He hardly ever hears from us except when we want something. Besides, if we want to pray for a favor, what better time to do that than during the 40 hours? When children want something from their parents, they try to ask them when their parents are in a good mood, so that they'll have the best possible chance of getting what they want. Some children have this technique down to an art form. Well, you can think of it as our Lord being in a good mood during these 40 hours. He is pleased at the honor that we give Him in these days, and He wants to give us more graces even than we want from Him. So if you want to ask Him for something, 40 hours is the best time to do it. Someone might say, "Okay, this sounds good. I think I want to give this a try, but I don't know how. I wouldn't know what to say to our Lord." Well, just come and talk to him in your own words. Just be yourself and come and talk to him. Talk naturally, and if you don't know what to say, tell him that. Ask him to teach you how to pray to him. Tell him that you would like to pray to him in a way that would be pleasing to him, but that you don't know how, and he will take your intention as though it were reality. He doesn't expect any sort of fixed formula of words or exactly the right ideas or thoughts expressed in the right way. All he wants is our love. If we give him that, he will be content. And just our presence in the church alone is a sign of our love for him, the fact that we came to see him. And if we feel like we don't love him or we can't, then we should tell him that we wish we did love him and we want to begin to do so, and he will accept that just as well. This may be the last 40 hours we ever have the opportunity to attend. We don't know. In any case, the graces that will be available during 40 hours will never come again if we miss them. Think about how much our Lord has done for us and how little we do for him in return. He must really be disappointed by our ingratitude. All he wants is our love, and we do so little for him. We should at least show our love for him on these three special days. Just come for at least one extra Mass or one visit. He will be waiting for us here, and he will be grateful for whatever we do, and he will reward us generously. Just come once. It will not kill you. We spend so much time watching TV and going to parties and things like that, and those things do us no benefit once they're over. Sometimes they even do us harm. But whatever we do during these devotions will benefit us forever. I promise each of you right now that you will never regret the time that you spend here this week, not in this life and certainly not in the next. Because God is not outdone in generosity, and he will repay you for the love that you show him just by coming. So come and be with our Lord this week. That's what we're here on earth to do, to love him. And that's the only thing that will ever make us happy in this world, and certainly in the next as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.